Kelly leads the pledge.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Okay, the purpose of the meeting tonight is to go over the budget, public hearing on the budget, present the budget to the public. There is copies up here if anybody wants one. Okay, our total allotment of budget was $28,000 in order to stay under the tax cap. $10,000 of that went to the EMS, $8,000 went to the county, $5,000 was for assessing services, and $3,000 was for the extra charge on the voting machines. And then $10,000 we had to put in the budget because the court was way low on their projected funds from last year, so we had to put more in this year. If they're going to go the same, then we're going to be around the budget again. So, it's all there on paper. If you need clarifications, I'll try to answer them.
I have one question. Who's the budget officer for the town of Morris?
I am.
The supervisor in our bureau.
What's that?
Supervisor in our.
Yes, sir.
Randy LeCount, I just want to know if all departments made their final reports for as of up to August 31st.
Right.
All internal departments, their finalized reports.
Yes. Well, the money that was allocated, like the pay and all that, is only up until the end of August, August 31st.
All their expenditures.
Expenditures, correct.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, what's the biggest increase? Why? I mean, you're projecting to have the 2% cap this year.
Right, we're under the 2% cap.
Okay. What is the raise taxes 5% last year? Mm-hmm. The year before, I mean, why are we falling so short in the last 3 years? Where's our big increase, and what department is causing us to raise this budget so much every year?
Well, you've got your MEO workers get a raise, workman's comp goes up every year, insurance goes up every year. It's, you know, with only $28,000 to work with, you don't have a lot to stay under the cap. And last year we had to go over the cap because it was just, I don't remember what it was last year, 22,000, 23,000, somewhere in that area, but I don't remember exactly.
So the employees, you're saying the 2% increase in the highway department is what you just probably a good shot.
Mm-hmm.
But then why are we showing a decrease to the highway department every year? To their budget?
An increase to their budget?
No, we're decreasing their budget. Ever since Supervisor Ulrich has left, Mr. Gilmore's received a decrease.
I don't believe so.
Well, it's right here. It's every year it's a decrease, and you're saying that he has a 2% increase in payroll. So I'm just wondering, we keep having these staffing issues and equipment issues, and we never have the funds or the means to purchase it. Is it because we're not properly budgeting that department or just employees alone?
We're budgeting what we have, without going over the tax cap.
But you just said that the tax cap being increased because of the highway, because of the employees. You're saying that's a huge increase every 2%.
No, I said the employees get their pay raises every year, and their insurance goes up every year. It has, 6 years I've been here, it hasn't gone down yet. And workman's comp, the same thing. That goes up every year.
But the highway department itself has not received an increase.
That I don't know. Without comparing the budgets for the last 5 years, I don't know.
Do you guys have a copy of the budgets from last year and this year to see what the differences are?
It's probably in the file somewhere. I'm sure it is.
2018, you mean?
Yeah, 2018. Yeah, right here.
Well, 2018 is in here.
2019?
You got 2018 and 2019. You can barely tell there.
2018 and 2019. If we bring it to 5% last year, even if that was, you know, we're seeing last year is 5%. Again, I haven't got nothing. And that's went down.
Yeah.
So again, where's all this money going? Where's our big expenditure?
There is no big expenditure. Well, we don't have a lot of money to work with.
Well, 5% increase is a pretty large chunk of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then two
well, last year we had put, I'm not sure about looking at the budget, but our fund balance was getting low because we had used the fund balance the last couple of years to keep it under the tax cap. So last year we put, probably 2% back in without one look at the old budget, back into the fund balance. Because the state recommends you not getting too low on your fund balance in case you have emergency purposes.
Well, last
year. And that's why last year was the only year we went over the cap.
And last year we had a leftover fund balance of, I think, 36,144.
Yeah.
35,144, and the year before that was 36. So we haven't gone down anything in our fund balance this year. So last year it looked like we projected kind of correctly for the fiscal year, and why again are we raising taxes this year then? If we didn't use anything on our fund balance last year,
right?
Why are we again trying to increasing taxes?
Because we don't need to.
But you're right, I don't think we need to raise taxes.
Yeah,
so you're
right.
Well, we are.
Right.
But we are.
Right.
So, again, I don't understand.
I don't understand what you're trying to say.
We didn't use any of our, savings last year.
Right.
So we're whole, so our budget's square.
Right.
But this year we're looking to put more money into the budget. Even though last
right.
year we didn't bills and we didn't take any money out.
To fund the balance, so we don't take our fund balance down.
So we're trying to put more money into our fund balance?
No, the fund balance is the same as it was last year. We didn't put any fund balance. Like I told you at the beginning, we put $28,000 we had put in the budget without going over the tax cap. Okay?
Yeah, what page are you on? Just so I can follow
you. I'm not on the page. It's not in there. This is just what I know from doing the budget officer. That the state told us that we had $28,000 to spend and staying under the 2% tax cap. Which wasn't quite 2%, it was like 1.8. So there was $10,000 went to the EMS, $8,000 went to the county, $5,000 of that was the bump in our assessors. Every year for the last 3 years, it's went up $5,000. And then also the cost for these new voting machines has gone up our portion was $3,000 again this year. So there's $18,000. And then $10,000 we put in the budget because the court come up way short this year in their fines and surcharges. So we put $10,000 in there to cover it for next year if they're going to do the same thing. So that $10,000 that they were short, we had to take that from somewhere. So we had to take that out of our fund balance to level this budget out. Well, they still got another 2 months that they can raise money. So.
Well, this year, this for going 2020, so the unexpended fund balance is $35,000.
Right.
And last year our unexpended fund balance was
36. But the unexpended fund balance is earmarked money. That's marked for something.
Right. It's marked for something.
So it only went down $1,000.
Right.
Okay.
And that's my point is that we paid all our bills last year and we didn't touch our fund balance.
Right.
So there's enough money in all the accounts. Mm-hmm. And then this year we're raising it 2%.
Right. Not quite 2%.
Not quite 2%.
The unexpended fund balance in 2016 was $147,000. Last year, it's $36,000. So we've been taking from it and raising taxes and by over 5% last year.
Correct.
No way.
I guess what the question is
packing money down a rabbit hole.
If you could explain it to us, is how is it, where is it being allocated?
Because the highway's going down.
What do you mean where is it allocated?
Where's it being used? I mean,
in the budget. For all of these departments that are getting money, that's where it's going.
Is that where it comes from? I'm sorry, is that where it comes from?
Nope.
I'm asking you to take. I'm not arguing with you. I'm asking you to explain it because I don't understand.
But I really don't understand what I mean, one department probably got 1,000 here, and one department got, you know, 500 here. It got spread around through, you know, 30 or 40 departments that we have in this town. You know, you got the highway, you got the EM, you got, I mean.
So that's where you put, that's where we put all the money in the general fund.
Right.
And then where, plus all these other departments, line items. And then if we need additional monies, we take it from the general fund. Am I understanding that way correctly?
Correct. Correct. That's why we got a fund balance. So if we run over one, we can cover it. But, you know, if some reason, you know, you don't have that fund balance, then you're going in the red. And that's what the state says you shouldn't be doing. That's why you keep a fund balance. And then if some major comes up, you know, you have a furnace blows up or something, you got to replace the furnace, or one of the trucks goes, and we got to buy a truck. We can't get by, we got to buy a truck. And it's there.
Am I correct in saying that you can't take from the general fund and put it into the highway, or from the highway to the general fund?
No, you can't.
You're not allowed to do that?
Nope.
So
whatever the money was earmarked in the budget for, it has to be spent for that. So right. Any money that was in the highway has to be spent in the highway.
Anything in the
EMS got to go to EMS.
And
the only way you can do it is through your fund balance when you come up short.
Okay, and so in January when we start reallocating money and moving from the balances like A2217.6, and we start moving things around, that's where we make the adjustments from, because we're going off of August.
We make them at the end of the year, not in January. We can do it at the end of December. That's what our last meeting is about, is to balance out our books. And
right, but to say we need to buy a new truck or something, that's where it went, that wouldn't be the case. That would come literally from the highway fund only.
Right. And like last year, was it last year, Chris, or the year before when we bought the truck? We do it on payments for the next 4 years. We didn't have the money in the budget.
It was 2 years.
So we leased it to own. So we're paying a payment every January for the next 4 years to buy that truck, because we didn't have enough money in the budget to buy it outright.
Right, that's.
And I think right now you've got what, 175,000 on your fund balance?
This year?
According to this, you have $175,000.
Right, so he's getting close, well, like 200 and a quarter a truck. So he's getting close. Maybe next year, if he doesn't spend all his budget, whatever's left in his budget goes into the fund balance. And then he can buy, we've been trying to buy a truck every 3 to 4 years.
Can I just ask a question? Last year's fund balance was the exact same as this year. It didn't change.
Right. Because he went over a couple of his budgets.
And then all the time, I got to 175 exactly again.
That's pretty.
You know, you're saying that the funds are allocated to certain areas have to stay in those areas. And I have a kind of a question that goes to a special district sidewalk type deal. Last meeting I asked if any of the sidewalk money was in touch, so we started putting this in, which was in 2015 and 16, but the numbers don't show that it's there. There should be over $39,000 in that account, and there's not.
Yeah, where did it go? Where was it moved to? What happened to it?
Because
it's in there. It can't come out of it. It's got to go. It's in the sidewalk fund. It's got to stay in the sidewalk fund. It's got to go for sidewalk.
But it's not here. In this budget, you're going to adopt that money. It's not accounted
for.
No. I'm telling you.
In 16, you budget $10,300. There was a carryover of $3,300. You wanted to raise $7,000 in taxes.
What page are you on?
This is just an accumulation of stuff that I gathered. But if you can show it, you'll see it through 18 and 19 once I get there.
It's on the minutes. It's posted on the minutes, but it's supposed to always post it. It says for 2016, this is the document.
If your carryover was 2,300, 17, going 16, 17, budget 9,300. Carryover was 2,300, you raised 7,000. 2018, you raised 7,000, the budget 9,300, 2,300 over carryover, you raised 7,000 again. 2019, you budgeted 5,300, we're still 2,300 in the amount, carryover. $3,000 of tax year revenue. 2020, $5,300 again. The $2,300 is only the carryover. So you have $3,000 in that special district again. There's $39,500 unaccounted for.
Well, I'll tell you what. The auditor's here auditing it now. If there's a gone somewhere, he'll find out. Without having all those budgets in front of me, I have no idea what.
What's your budget officer?
I have no idea.
That's a huge, that should be carryover.
It is carryover.
That's one thing.
It is carryover.
Can I get a point of order, please? Before I get carried away, I have the copies right here for you.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go through that tonight. The budget we're working with now is the 2019-2020 budget. That's what we're working on.
Right.
Okay? You got questions on this budget, I'll answer them. I don't have any other budgets in front of me, and I'm not gonna answer them.
So before we adopt a budget with that much money missing, don't you think we should review it or have an auditor look at this?
No.
Make sure there's other departments that aren't doing the same thing? Then go through the light district too, and there's other things that don't add up, that are black and white in the budget that you guys are giving to the public. So unless you guys have a different budget than we do, it doesn't add up.
It added up for us.
Okay, then, just explain the $39,500, because it's right here, 18-19, it's not there. It's not here.
Well, I.
So you're telling taxpayers that you don't care enough to go and spend the money to find out what $39,500 is?
There is no, I don't know where you're getting $39,000 from.
Because I added up all the.
I don't care what you added up. I got the budget in front of me, and we budget year to year.
Okay.
Everything's on the computer, it can get pushed into this, so.
Okay, so.
I have a quick question, Jess Dixon. So we just wipe the slate clean and start over? We don't account for the past years? Why do we keep records?
I have no idea what you're talking about. No idea what you guys are talking about.
Well, may I approach?
No, you may not.
This is 2016 to 2019.
That's your papers, you keep them, you hang on to them.
I mean, it's there, it's right on the.
Simple question, do we keep records?
Yes, right here. So these are all the records.
From past years, I guess.
I have the records.
You got them all in the file in there.
So.
From the past budget.
I think.
So this isn't in the forum, you know?
Right. Yes, no, I guess this isn't in the forum.
So Mr. Perry asked a reasonable question that the town of Morris itself right now is stating that it can't account for $39,000 in the sidewalk fund. I just want to point that out.
You could say all you want, but I have no idea what he's talking about.
This is your budget. It says expenditures, zero, in all columns. So there's no money that came out of this. But yet the money's not there. And it's a special line item, it's a special district item on our taxes. That money's allocated to one project. And there hasn't been one sidewalk prepared in this town in the last 6 years.
Okay, let's move on to the next one. Any more questions? I've got enough on the sidewalk.
State aid for the paving? You're not gonna raise that to 250?
State aid on the paving.
Do you have the money?
We have something to do with that, the state does that.
Yeah, but here, that's what's the allocated for chips. Under the paid New York and the emergency winter recovery.
Right.
That's 250.
What page are you on?
Page 3 in Highway.
3?
Yeah.
I just want the board to all be aware is that you're all signing this budget and you're not even asking where this money is. And if you think that's only one spot in this budget, it's not. And that's why I think you're all, I mean, in everybody's interest, because I'm sure we're not all accountants, to go and get an auditor, an independent auditor, to give us direction or maybe find money that we do have and save us from raising taxes on this town, which our supervisor has told at other meetings that this town cannot afford to raise taxes anymore. There's people that are hurting in this town.
And it's been said that the solar farms are going to pay for it. We got a bank in here. We get the taxpayer.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I got a question. According to the calculations of what you just told us, Mr. Menard, is that the budget cap was going to be 2%.
Under 2%.
Yeah. Under 2%.
Yes, sir.
Somehow or other, I do believe, according to this, that's a little bit higher than the 2%.
Okay.
I'm just
2.38.
The exact.
Okay.
If we go over, if you go over.
We're not.
I'm sorry?
We're not.
Okay. All right. So if we adopt this budget, if you gentlemen adopt this budget tonight.
We're not adopting it tonight.
I'm sorry?
We're not adopting the budget tonight.
Okay. So we're going to move on.
It's just a hearing.
Okay.
Just a hearing on the budget. It's not being adopted.
All right.
It's going to be adopted at the next board meeting.
Will there be additional work done on this budget that we are presented this evening?
No, sir.
So according to what we have right now, these numbers, you're positive.
100%.
That it's not going up over the cap of 2%.
Yeah.
Did you say it was $28,000 exactly?
It was right around $28,000. They might have been some change.
And that's calculated on what the
$28,058
I do know the state allotted a 2.38 increase.
That's what it is this year.
Yes.
It changes every. They call it a 2% tax cap, but it's not always 2%. It's never been 2%. It's either be under or be just over, depending what the cost of living index is what it goes by. The 2%. They call it a 2%, but it's never exactly a 2%.
From what I understand, it's 2% or cost of living increase, whichever is lower. But if Kelly's saying that they allowed it by 2.38%, it could be something that they modified. But from what I understand of the budget, it went up by 2.38% this year.
Right, if that's what it is. Whatever the percentage was, we're under from being considered over. So if it's 2.38%, that's probably what our budget rate
is. So it's not under 2%.
No. If it's 2.38%, whatever the rate was.
So we,
and like I say, last year was 1.8. This year it's over 2.
But last year we did 5, right? On the
last year was 5%, correct. Okay.
And this year, math is telling me it's 2.38.
Right.
Our budget this year is going up by 2.38.
If that's what it is, I don't remember exactly what it was. No, it's 28,058, whatever that percentage is.
But you addressed us by telling us it's only been 2%, just saying. Postal's under 2% when we started this meeting. It's under 2%, it's under 2%, and now we're talking 2.38.
Because that's what it's called, the 2% tax cap is what it's called. That's what New York State calls it, a 2% tax cap. They don't call it a 2.38%, they don't call it 1.8%, they call it a 2% tax cap.
Sure.
It's the way they put it.
Did anybody else know that it was going up by more than 2%? Did anybody on the board know that? We're under the tax cap.
That's what I presented to the board.
Did anybody know it was going up by more than 2% on your taxes this year? Is that your understanding?
What the actual impact would be.
No answer. Okay.
We had a budget meeting, that's what we.
Well, we all talked.
It was over 2% of the budget, but we had a budget meeting.
I listened to the budget meeting. Jeff said it was 1.8%. He said we did not meet the 2% tax rate. It was 1.8%. Is what's on record. I'm just trying to understand. I understand there's a law that you're claiming is called the 2% tax rate, but mathematically, I'm asking if anyone knew taxes were going up by more than 2%.
I was under the understanding the night we had a budget meeting that it was over 2%.
Okay.
That's what you understood at the time.
What did you give us for a raise percentage?
2. We put 2% in there. It's not determined yet because we haven't got a contract.
No, but for myself and board members and
board members didn't get a raise this year. We did not take a raise.
Because I would like a raise.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you got one. That's the same as the workers.
Jeff made more than I did. And I've got considerable investment.
Right.
Either that or they'll hire more part-time help. Or make them work more hours.
You're up to $58,434.
Mr. Maher?
Yes, sir.
In the budget that was handed to us, can you point out a couple of items that that we have lessened or decreased
the amount to be taxed this year from last year.
I don't understand what you're trying to say. And then the budgets go down, is more or less what you're saying?
Any areas, can you show me a couple spots where in here, I don't want to nitpick, but, you know, it's been said that we can piecemeal this budget, we can take it apart like a pot, right? And I think for myself, it's because that I don't understand this here. I'm used to...
It's very complex, believe me.
Well, I'm used to the school budget, which you know how they are. You know, the line items and everything, they're very explicit, very detailed. The percentage of what the budget is going to affect that budget with an increase.
Right.
By the increase per line. What I'm finding here is, I'm not finding fault. I'm asking for clarification.
If you look on the right-hand side of the paper, the last column is percentage of change. That's each line item, if they've changed over the year, that's the percentage they've changed.
If you look
down to the bottom on page one, the second from the bottom is assessor contractual. That's what we paid the county. It went up 33%. The assessor contract was 31%. So if you're looking for any changes in them, that's where they are. They're in that last column.
Increases.
Right. Now, there might be a minus in there if there's to be a minus next to the number.
Okay, I see special items.
On the second page, the association dues went down 17%. And then the constituency went down 14%. And your sidewalk personal services went down 50%. That's your plowing and your cleaning of the sidewalks.
The only thing I have noticed is there are some line items that changed over the years, 2018, 2019, and the percent of change is still zero, but the numbers are different. How does that happen?
Couldn't tell you. That's all done by the computer.
Okay. You say the county assessor went up by, or the county went up by 31%?
33%.
What was the reason of increase? Did anybody question the reason why the rate of increase 31%?
Yeah. They said take it or leave it. It was a three-year deal when last year when they changed their service, they were losing money. So they passed it on to all the towns. They said this is gonna be your increase for the next 3 years to get them back up to snuff. So you either take it or you go find somebody else and do your you know, pronounce your blood, your tax things. And we have our own assessor. That's why we went to it before, because they were charging us $33,000 for assessing services. We hired an assessor for $10,000, and with all his paperwork stuff, it comes around $16,000,
$17,000.
I mean, and again, I'm only going from memory. Don't say that Menard said this and Menard said that. I'm going from memory. So, but they print our bills, and then they send a person here once a week to work with Larry on putting stuff on the computer and checking on the homes. And that's what all that other money is for. And that's mandated. That's nothing, either we take it or we go find somebody else to print our bills and do all our tax stuff.
We can't print our own bills or anything here?
No.
We have to.
No. It's got the way we do is our budget, and then the budget goes to the treasurer, and she figures out the thing, and then it goes to the assessor's office. And they print out the bills in the beginning of the year. I believe Kelly can probably tell you better than I could. She's the tax collector assessor, so.
I'm not honestly kind of 31%, I'm just kind of curious what that was about.
So every town went up 31%? Or 33, whatever that is?
Well, I mean, the smaller towns probably not as much. The bigger towns were probably more.
It's by parcel?
Yeah. And how many parcels you got, but yeah, between that and the with all these new voting machines, there's nobody out there to in competition for the voting machine. So,
have they predicted what this new craft is going to cost us as far as voting?
Mm-hmm. It ain't gonna be cheap.
Now, we got to pay for this all week long bullshit,
yeah. That's part of the increase. Yeah, the state mandates it all down in Albany.
They said it's all gonna be like laptops or?
Yeah, it's just a little Kindle that you.
Now, is that, I didn't ask her, but is that eliminating all the papers?
Yeah.
No more ballots?
Right.
So they will save a little bit.
Right, they will have the paper.
Went up 54%.
They keep mandate that on us, just like the state and.
Yeah.
There's gonna be no more ballots, I understand?
No, this is a pre-voting. For the pre-voting they're doing now up until election day, but election day is gonna be the same thing, they're gonna be the ballot saving. But the early voting is what they're doing now this week.
Well, like next year, no more ballots, the way she does.
First I heard of it. All doing the only new machines, they're all, right, you paid all this money to rent these machines? Well, I don't know.
I have a question. Mr. Gilmore, you mind if I ask you a question? When you took the job as highway superintendent, were you paid the same salary as the previous one?
No, it was, I don't remember exactly, it was reduced.
It was reduced. Okay, so you have a new dog control officer and you have a new code enforcement officer. They're being paid the same rate as two people that worked for 6 years for the town with 2% increases. So you just hired them at the rate of the people that they took the place of.
Correct.
Okay.
My question is, there anything that can be done to raise the amount that we get from the county and the state that, for the votes that we allow for them? It's been $69,000 for 3 years in a row, but hasn't gone up.
Right.
$690,000 a year for 3 years in a row. But I mean, you can argue that the cost of MEOs is going up.
Right, oh yeah, definitely cost up more.
Cost of salt is going up, the cost of gas is fluctuating.
And actually, we got a new contract that we have to go over at the next meeting.
So it's possible that that'd be more?
Oh, it's definitely gonna be more, or they ain't gonna do it.
But we can't budget.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that help to lower taxes a little bit?
To revenue.
Depends. Then if it costs more to run.
The cost really is going up, right?
Right. So, you know, help the cost of the new vehicles and the wear and tear.
So, there is a contract here.
Right, but also, and I'm not sure about the county, but I know the state, I talked to the state and they told us, we keep track of our salt and our man hours and stuff, and if we go over what they've allocated, they'll reimburse us. We just have to document it and show them.
And has that happened?
So that's for the state, I'm not sure, the county, I don't think we have that deal with the county. Whatever they give us, that's it. But the state, if we, like last year, we had a thing, a lot of snow and we did a lot of salt and stuff. And all you gotta do is present them with a bill saying, here, this is what we went over. They'll reimburse it.
Have they?
I don't know. Have we went over or?
According to the contract, we're way under, but I don't get no paperwork.
You mean you get no paperwork from?
From the state.
Is there anybody request that? Or who would have to go and request any of that?
I've asked, and I don't know where it goes or.
So follow up then, okay?
No, it's just a budget, I mean, no.
Yeah, but that's all right, water down.
Right. Well, we got a copy of the budget. If you need a copy of the budget, I can get you a copy of the budget.
No, to ask from them the paperwork to get the rate.
To see if you're going over or under, is that what you mean? I don't understand.
Well, that's just keeping track, but way back, I had found it, it's in my office somewhere. The original contract of the state was supposed to pay the man for a year, the material, and it was, back then, the trucks were $100,000, and was supposed to buy a truck every 2 years. There's no money to buy a truck. You're lucky if it's breaking even, paying the man for a year. I mean, we're getting him for 6 months, but in that contract, I looked for it yesterday, I couldn't find it. But.
In this contract, do you mind if I ask one? Can I have a further question as well?
Yeah.
Okay. To explain to me, out of that $690,000 that is allocated from the state, am I understanding that correctly?
Well, that's not all the state, I don't believe. State and the county.
State and the county.
I got it, yeah.
Two separate.
So I guess what we have to figure out is, or would you, have you figured out what's coming in from the state, what's coming in from the county? And then are we going over so that we, you guys can?
I haven't sat down the numbers yet for this year. Last year, well, last winter, I didn't do them. The winter before was about 60,000 on the county road.
How do you figure we, lost 60,000? How, justify to me as a taxpayer losing $60,000 for doing a service to them that we contract?
I keep track of every run we do. All the sand we put up. Basically, we cut the sand and salt in half.
Okay.
When you figure, I figured it out at my end from Roswell Beeman or the state price for sand and all the labor to make it. You gotta figure everything in on the business.
Exactly.
And I had on paper for losing 60,000.
Right.
We don't buy sand from contractors.
It don't matter if we own the sand or not.
We own
it. It's a business. You gotta figure out that.
I don't care about business. We own that sand pit. So we're not paying.
It's gonna run out.
Huh?
The sand pit's gonna run out. You gotta buy another.
Yeah, but you're not paying what you're paying by load.
You still buy it out.
10 acres of sand, you're buying cheaper than what you can buy by load.
You're right, you gotta build per yard. Because at some point you gotta replace it.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand we're getting a reduction in rate because we were looking at the land.
Okay, all right, let's get back on, we're getting way off the thing here. Let's get back on the budget.
What is it?
We'll talk about the highway next when we go on the contract. Any more questions on the budget?
Yeah, I was gonna go back to the thing that we were talking about there for a second. Between the county and the state contract. I believe I'm correct in stating that the state bills 2 miles, lane and line miles, there's a difference there.
Correct.
There was a discussion 2 years ago, and I believe it was you, Supervisor Bernard, has stated that you were going to discuss with the county increasing the amount that they paid to us. Did that ever happen?
No. We had already had a contract, a 3-year contract with the county. Our contract is done this year. And I say I've got a new contract coming. I think we're going to talk about it at the next board meeting. Because they have to know whether we're going to do it or not.
Right. A discussion was had at the town board meeting that they were going to be discussed with them. Because I believe it was, Highway Superintendent had stated that he didn't want to do it that year unless they increased it. And it was a discussion supposed to be had with the county that, because the state pays us really well, I guess, and the county doesn't. Lane and line miles, like I said, that the back and forth versus just going one way. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was that.
But you can't. You can't gauge it the same as the state because we're traveling over the county roads to get our town roads.
Sure.
So you can't. The lane miles can't be the same as what the state.
Right.
I mean, yeah, we do cover across some of the state roads, but
right.
But that's like I say. That's a discussion for the next meeting when we do our budget for the.
Well, it kind of reflects on the highway and what we're budgeting them in this, because if we remove that, if we don't do that contract, that's a huge chunk of his budget going to drop.
Right.
Over how are we going to afford to keep the highway department?
We're not. If we lose that contract, we're going to lose a couple men.
And that's the rate we're going right now. We're increasing his budget with increases in payroll and increases in costs, because we continue to pull out his budget. How's he going to continue to operate? How are we going to fix anything this town? Well, time over and over, this board has said that this town is falling apart. We need new improvements, new improvements. But yeah, the departments of new improvements.
You can't replace everything in 1 year.
Yeah, you're right. It's the last 4 years we've done it.
Okay. Exactly. All right. Move on.
Another question, please. For explanation only, under appropriations, what is public health contractual? I don't understand. I never heard of it.
That's insurance for the people that volunteer to work. They're covered on our insurance.
I have another clarifying question. For the first column of the budget on all of the pages, it's expenditures and revenues for 2018. That should be a direct representation of what we actually paid out, right?
Right.
Because the year's over now. I understand 2019 is impossible to guess. Right. It's going to be a bill in November.
Right, yeah.
So in 2018, on page 3, for example, fuel oil is exactly $8,000. Homes are exactly $4,500. Are we always locked into contracts that our fuel is no more than $8,000? Or is that number not right?
You're on page 3, you said?
It says page 3 on mine. It's...
Are you in the highway or the...
Building?
Or the preliminary?
Preliminary.
Under the building?
Yes. But it was on... It's under power, so it's page bottom, yeah.
Under the general fund townwide? Like up in the upper left-hand corner?
Yes.
So page 3, the general fund.
If there's expenditures that says it's top heading, how can it be all zeros? I mean, we didn't expend 10 X percent, or we didn't expend 60 cents? I mean, it's literally they're all like zeros at the end.
Now, which one are you talking about? The sale of property?
There's several categories.
Yeah, you get the sale of property, and we didn't sell any property, that's why they're zero.
Right.
And that one.
Right, but...
Can we go back to my question?
I mean, simply page 5, expenditure revenues 2018, garage, 9,000. Heating fuel, 1,200. Phone internet, 750. You know, it's literally, they're all zeros. How can the end of it be, if that's an expenditure, I'm assuming we would have spent, say, instead of 9,000, $9,102.62. Not zeros. It looks like they're just like fudge numbers.
I've never gotten a receipt that is zeros.
All zeros.
Yeah, I don't know where you're talking. I'm gonna pull.
Right, page 5, garage. And I'm not picking out just the garage, let's go to page 6, that's all. Page 9. Doesn't matter.
Okay.
But other ones, they have 12 cents.
Make a motion to close?
Yeah.
Want to make a motion to close? Second motion? All right, meeting's closed. We're done. We're done. We're done in the circus.
Meeting? Meeting's closed.